That's a little. That's a little aggressive.
A little
Mace.
Aggressive. Come a little on, aggressive. Let's bring it. Let's bring it today.
Yeah. What?
What do you mean? What?
We have Ireland, I think.
Oh, John, are you back?
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm here. Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm on the tail end of my second COVID bout. Now, has everybody here? Mason's had it.
Yes.
Trav, have you had it?
Neither Al nor I have had
that
it.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
We should have got a Mandy for that.
Just for that. Only shot.
Well,
that's
next
our
year.
Only,
next
that's our
year.
Only shot. If we can hold on to this.
We'll do it. Mandy's two, but chances are, once we announce it,
one of us will get it.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
So you're on the tail end?
I'm doing good, though. I'm out of quarantine, and I just have I can go out, but I got to wear a mask, and then Thursday I'll be back to normal.
Nice. Good. Well, I always say it's not Mason and Ireland without the Ireland, so I'm glad you're back.
Yes, indeed.
Glad you're back.
Wasn't the worst-case scenario, like they were saying, that maybe it was a broken bone, but the Cooper Cup news today, Mace, just, I mean.
I said it yesterday. Lord. Next meaningful game. September.
Yeah.
Next meaningful game, September.
Yeah. Do you just go straight into evaluation mode and try to figure out what you have on your roster?
It's so hard.
There's so many weeks left.
There's eight games left.
Right. And by the way, people pay money to see these games. Like, I'm paying money to see these games.
I know someone who's doing that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I want the games to be entertaining. At the same time, do you put Matthew Stafford out there to get knocked around? He got sacked an awful lot of times this year.
If you don't, I'm not saying that you do.
Right.
But if you don't, what are you telling the other guys that you are sending out there?
It's fair.
Right? That
you're 3-5.
I get it.
Aaron Donald, cut your reps. Right? Jalen Ramsey,
Bobby
cut
Wagner,
your reps.
Are you just going to take everybody off the field?
Well, I mean, I think you play them less, right? You don't play him as many snaps as you would have if you're 5-3.
It's so much different than a baseball or a basketball situation, because if you're on the field, you can get hurt.
True.
There is no, like, just go play shortstop and if the ball hit, basketball, you can get hurt playing basketball, obviously, but it seems that if they're out there, especially if you're trying not to get hurt.
Yeah.
It's not even just that. It's imagine in baseball that you're 90 games in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're deciding, okay, we're out of the mix. I know it's not the same comp, but they literally have eight games left.
Yes.
How do you all of a sudden just decide, okay, you know what, we're going to start. And I know we talked about this offensively. It'd be interesting to see all these other players. Okay, does Allen Robinson, can you do something when Cup's not there?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see.
That part makes sense.
I'd be interested to see, not John Wolford, but Bryce Perkins. I'd be interested in seeing that.
He had
a couple of
packages.
I think a lot of people want to see.
In
that game.
100%.
Lance McCutcheon, remember he had such good preseason. Let's see if there's something there.
We know what Van Jefferson is, for better or for worse.
Hey, Tutu Atwell, do something. Anything. Anything.
You know how many times he's touched the ball in his Rams career?
I think. Is it twice?
Twice.
Yeah, twice.
He's been here two seasons.
He was a second round draft pick.
Whatever happened with the survivor pool?
Yeah.
So
your boy is surviving.
Still alive.
Everyone still alive?
All three of us are still alive.
Wow.
Yes. So two KCs last week for the other two guys.
Nice.
I had the Giants.
Good call.
But we're getting down to where there's not a lot of obvious picks left. So I don't know.
You got
what
a good one
this
week.
This week I have Baltimore at home against Carolina.
Oh, love
I
that.
Love that.
Love that pick.
12.5 point spread.
Yeah. No,
of course, I love the Eagles at home last week.
Yeah,
so there
sure.
You go.
Yeah. Right. But so I still haven't taken Miami.
Oh God, that's a great one.
They're
to
on
hold.
A bye this week.
Oh yeah.
I still haven't taken Minnesota.
Nice.
So, but they play Dallas this week, so that doesn't.
Yeah,
feel
no,
like
you
a
wouldn't
great
play
opportunity
that.
There. Any other advice, John? That have you gotten this far into it before?
Oh yeah, I was eliminated on the final weekend
right.
by the Jets beating the Rams when they were 18-point underdogs,
and still they won't split. No split. Because when I got to that point, I split. What?
Yeah, now, do they ask you every time, Trav, every week you survive, do they put the split back out there as an option or no?
Yes,
somebody keeps rolling, right?
Somebody, I don't know if it's the other two guys, because we're blind copied on this, right? It's not a group.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not a group email. So every time it's been offered, I've offered to split, and every time later that same day it comes back, nope, keep picking.
If you've got Baltimore at home versus Carolina, I don't think I'd split.
This late in the season, too?
I got a little
Ireland,
bit.
Would you split if you knew that was the pick on the board?
No, but that's what did me in on the Rams.
Exactly. That's exactly.
The other guy had already taken the Rams, and I hadn't. And I go, I've got this locked up. And then the Jets win, and I lost all the money.
I feel like there's a
little
bit of
I think you've played it right the entire time. You offer a split, If the other control what you can control, the other guys won't do it, then you have no control. Just ride it out.
So they, I need to go back and see who they have left, because if I have Minnesota and Miami left,
yeah,
that's a pretty good advantage. Yeah. And to get, but I've gotten so lucky.
You know what's weird? I actually came away from the weekend thinking, I think Miami's going to the Super Bowl.
Do you really?
He is undefeated as a starter. Undefeated as a starter. He's been great. Has great weapons. They've been surprisingly good. They seem to be on a bit of a roll right now. I have a feeling about
Miami. How about the Bills now third in that division?
Third in the division.
Isn't that crazy?
It's insane.
By the way, we got some Jeff Passan just put out there. You saw that?
Yes. What is it?
Left-hander Tyler Anderson and the Los Angeles Angels are in agreement on a multi-year contract, sources tell ESPN. Anderson may be given the qualifying offer by the Dodgers, but instead will head down I-5 and join the Angel rotation.
Can I just say, this is such a typical
It's such a terrible signing. It is so bad.
A guy had one good year, and the Angel. It's Vernon Wells. It's Gary Matthews.
Josh Hamilton.
Yeah. It's such a sucker bet.
It is such a thing. Look, I'm glad.
What do you think
Tyler
the terms
Anderson
are? What do you
yeah,
think
hey, by the way, good for Tyler Anderson. I'm glad that it happened and all that stuff. But for the Angels, no.
So what? We 6-14?
Yeah, like that. You go down to Anaheim. That's probably what you get.
Was Heaney there and then went to the Yankees?
Can we not see this coming a mile away? What this is going to be?
Somebody was going to give him. We know multi-year deal. How many years? That's what I want to know.
It is, Trav.
Multi-year.
It's C.J. Wilson. It's Noah Syndergaard.
Yes.
The exact same guys. Like they find a guy who has the career year of his life. They overpay him.
Buy him at the high.
Yeah, buy high. You can't sell.
All three of us, or four of us.
Right, by the way, isn't this amazing that we all had this reaction simultaneously?
How is there not somebody in the building in Anaheim that goes, guys, he was mediocre in Colorado, mediocre in Pittsburgh. The Dodgers have some secret sauce that they sprinkle on guys that does not translate when they leave again. Are we sure about there's nobody that's the minister of common sense in that building?
Isn't Perry Manajian, does he not listen to the show? Does he not?
Apparently not.
Does he not listen to the show? I mean, honestly, have you ever seen a free agent signing where everybody was south in the instantaneously? Jeff Passan just broke the news and we all went, God, boy. So Angels.
And by the way, what's so funny about it too, guys, if the news were he re-signed for a multi-year Dodge, you'd be like, love it.
Love it.
Well, because think about it. The Dodgers, he'd be like the number four starter. The Angels are going to pencil him in as their number one starter. You know it.
Two
behind Shohei
Ohtani,
and Tyler.
Right?
Behind
Ohtani and Tyler Anderson.
I heard a tease.
I want to know the terms.
That I didn't hear paid off.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm the king of not paying off teases.
Get in line.
Yeah. So who was the former Astro that the Dodgers? Oh, Verlander. What's the story on that?
Would you like to just talk about Ken Rosenthal for a minute?
Rosenthal has reported.
Yeah.
Rosenthal has a report that the top three teams that Verlander is interested in are the Yankees, Mets, and Dodgers.
Okay.
And
sounds right.
He's a year and a half older than Scherzer was, and the Dodgers kind of basically said, we're not going.
Mets, you go pay him.
The Mets went an extra year. Dodgers.
The Mets went to five?
Three. I think three. I think the Dodgers kind of said it.
Garrett
Cole
went to five.
Yeah, Garrett Cole got the longer deal. And I, unlike Carlos Correa, unlike some of those other guys, I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with bringing him
actually,
in.
Actually, I'm okay with this too, because
I can't even put my finger on why.
He wasn't the one that was benefiting from.
He was getting the runs.
Technically.
He was getting the runs.
That's the big point, right?
Yeah. He wasn't hearing the trash cans didn't matter to him.
He's pitching with a 5-run lead as opposed to a 1-run lead because of the trash can.
Yeah, I mean,
and he's got, he's got a World Series. If we all sit here and say 2017 is a bunch of BS, the Astros should not have a World Series. Verlander has a World Series in 2017 with the Astros.
Do you like it?
I don't believe in spending long term on a starting pitcher.
What if it's not long term? What if it's 2 years?
2 years what? Two years.
It's going to be expensive.
2 years.
He's
going to
win this. He's going to win the Cy Young Award.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to win the Cy Young. Let's say it's 2 years, $70 million.
Probably do it.
I think so too.
Probably do it. Now, I think that if you go past 2 years, I'm not in the game. Like Max Scherzer, I don't blame them for not going to 3 years on Max Scherzer.
Well, Scherzer, for whatever reason, that one feels more unstable than Verlander. Verlander is a pretty steady performer when he's healthy, and when he wasn't healthy, he got healthy again and went right back to what he was.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
This isn't a perpetual.
That's a weird
spiral.
Distinction. So in my head,
I felt the same way.
Justin Verlander, okay, and I think Carlos Correa, no way in hell. What is wrong with
There's
me?
There's no difference.
I have no consistency. I actually had this conversation with Juan the other night. He's mm-hmm. like, you're so inconsistent in your positions. I'm like, well, I pick and choose. I pick and choose my spots. I'm picking Verlander, and I'm not choosing Correa. I'm picking and choosing.
If I don't think it's just you. I think if Dodger fans, they're at a game against the Minnesota Twins and Correa came up, they hallucinated. Verlander took the mound for the Astros. I don't think there was 5% of the emotion. So I actually think a lot of Dodger fans feel like you.
Ireland, what do you think?
I don't know. I think that the one thing about Verlander is he doesn't, I don't think he overextends in the regular season. He's normally pretty good about like getting ready just in time for the playoffs.
Right.
And let's face it, if you're the Dodgers, that's all you want him for, right?
Yep.
You want him for the postseason, yeah.
But is it risky having Kershaw end of his career, Verlander end of his career, you're now losing Anderson. I mean, your staff would skew old.
Well, I want to point out, because we think of Kershaw as being, you know, he was 12-3 with a 2.25 ERA.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to get more than 20 starts out of him. But you get the starts when they matter the most when you
really
go to the playoffs.
And the rotation, John, those guys obviously are on the other side of the age you want, but Urias is not old. May is not old.
Yeah.
Gonsolin is not old.
But would May or Gonsolin get a start in an NLCS?
They're going to have to.
We'd have to see, right?
Right.
We don't know what it's going to look like next year.
Gonsolin was on a track for a Cy Young before he got hurt, mm-hmm. and then that whole thing blew up and went sideways. I think the reason I like it much more than his age, and I think – I want to do something different. I want to just mix it up a little bit. That being as predictable as they've been over the last decade or so,
getting pretty
has
much
resulted
the same results.
In what we've gotten. Mm-hmm. Let's mix it up. Let's go a little older. Let's try a guy that maybe is a little bit less
Verlander
corporate.
Is going to be 40
by the season starts. The season February birthday, 40.
39 years old, 18-4, and 1.75 ERA.
And the reigning Cy Young Award winner by the time it's all said and done.
Wow.
The Tyler Anderson deal, the details came out. 3 years, expected to be in the $39 million range. That's not crazy.
So $13 million a year?
$13 million a year for 3 years. The term is what I don't like. The value of 1 year 13 is pretty good.
Turned down a 1 year $19.65 million deal with the Dodgers to join the Angels.
Right. Didn't they make the qualifying offer to Tyler Anderson?
You know what I hear?
So we get their draft pick.
So when you said that, what I'm hearing is, I don't know if I buy this enough either. I'll go take the 3 years.
Yeah.
When I hear that, that's $20 million more dollars.
Yep.
And 3 more years guaranteed, as opposed to if I have to run it back again at $20 million a year.
What's going
to
be there next year?
And I have an 8-12 season, and it mm-hmm. doesn't look like that.
Right.
That tells me that he didn't buy it.
Angels is where you go get your money.
Clearly. Yeah,
that's where you go get.
You go to get paid.
Cash in.
John, how weird is it that the Lakers have 4 games off in the middle, or 4 days off in the middle of the season, and it's not the All-Star break? Is that super unusual?
Yeah, maybe it's happened once in the last 5-6 years.
Why did it happen?
Is it just a quirk?
Yeah, when you have another tenant in your building, it happens every once in a while. And the Lakers have two. They have the Kings and the Clippers. Sometimes mm-hmm. it just works out that way. That you and so I think that just but. Trust me, they'll pay it back later. I mean, it always comes back around.
They're going to do double headers in December. They're going to play a morning game and then a night game.
Do you have any plans for you? I mean, I know you're still coming off of your illness.
Yeah, I got to lay low until Friday, and then I'll be back.
Will you be back calling the game?
Yeah, Friday I will.
Friday.
No golf? Nothing?
No, well, I can't. I could play with a mask, but I don't want to play the mask.
Ride in your own cart, play a solo, one round, and be done in 2 hours.
I got my latest vaccine today.
How you feeling?
Fine. Last time it didn't affect me at all. A lot of people go down for a day.
Is that fourth shot?
Oh God, I've lost track. How many shots have I had? How many shots? I've got this little card, and they keep writing down things.
By the way, they turned it over.
But they have turned it over. You're right. They're writing on the back of the card now.
I feel like that card is...
There's not even a space. They're just writing over other writing.
They were not prepared for that.
The technician in the pharmacy just kind of scribbles something on it. I'm like, this feels not as official as
you should. No, it's not. But I finally got it, and because I had it. I had a period of like immunity, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get one right away. But
that
time
booster
to get one.
Took me down when I took it.
Oh crap! I don't want to hear that.
Well, I didn't take anything recent, so this was probably about a year ago or so.
The lady at the pharmacy said that there aren't as bad a reaction to this vaccine for whatever that's. I have no idea.
Then she wrote it on your card.
My arm hurts. That's what I know. My arm hurts.
Jason in Ireland is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Save your voice, John. Save your voice.
My voice is actually doing pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, I still got like, well, you just went through this. You still have like the tail ends. For people who are just tuning in, I tested positive for COVID last Tuesday. And so I went through quarantine and my voice is fine. I'm just, you know, you're kind of sluggish.
Yeah, yeah.
And you feel like you got the flu.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're back. And you know, today is, it's not just any day. It is Tuesday. Were you here when we named it Tuesday?
I don't know. I was here when we did. We had some wheel
truth,
of question.
Truth
that,
day.
Yeah. That we all were telling the truth.
No, every Tuesday is not Tuesday, which means you have to tell the truth at all times, except about the things you're not allowed to tell the truth about.
Okay.
We all have our little.
You have a few
spots.
Things. Yeah, all our Ireland, do you have a few things? Are there things that you can't tell the truth about?
Oh, yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hmm. You know what I found out today? This is interesting. Bergman does not do laundry at all.
Nope.
Well, you know what's interesting, Greg? I do all of the laundry in my house. I do my laundry, Jack's laundry, Lisa's laundry, Murphy the dog's laundry. I'm a laundry czar. Nobody messes with the laundry.
The laundry czar.
So instead of me paying to have my laundry done, can I just bring it to your house for?
Absolutely.
You would do all of my laundry.
Yeah, just try
have it back to me. Folded the next day.
You will not fluff and fold. You know, yeah. For you.
No, it has to be a fluff and fold.
Yeah. No,
no, I'm not folding. But I'll do it and I'll throw it all in a bag and give it back.
Oh, then
to
it gets all
pay,
wrinkled.
Who do you pay to do your laundry?
Rinse. The Rinse app. Yes.
And that
it's an
so
app?
The,
you just like
app.
Leave it at your door and they bring it back?
Yeah, so this is the most amazing thing ever. I take all of my clothes and all of my bedding and towels and everything and I put it all into a big bag. And then I took all of Riley's stuff, all of her bedding, the same stuff, put it all in a big bag.
How often do you do this?
Every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I take it and I put it outside of my door and they come and they pick it up and they drop it off the next night and then I put it all away. And it's already folded.
That is getting more and more common, Mace. What I've found is rather than pack, like when I go on a long Lakers road trip, rather than pack for 2 weeks,
right?
I will pack for 1 week. And in most of these cities, like I found a really good one in Philadelphia, there'll be like a student that's making money on the side, that
right.
Got a side hustle going. And you call them or text them, and they'll come and pick up your laundry and bring it back 4 hours later. And it's cheap. It's like $15.
Wow.
And that way, you don't have to pack, you know, twice as much stuff.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't take advantage of such things. The laundry all gets done at my house. That's the bottom line.
Just not by you.
Just not by me.
You have no clue how all your stuff gets back into your.
No,
closet.
It's a mystery to me. I have no idea. The clothes just. And by the way, it's like instantaneous too. The moment
Lisa
I put something in the hamper, gone.
That I do laundry too quickly.
Yeah,
she'll look at me and she'll go. I just wore that yesterday.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm like, gee, well, you're really working overdrive on that. So one of the things, John, I really mean this now. I am trying to, I started January 1 to reboot my life. And
yeah, for about the ninth time.
So far, it hasn't happened, but I think I finally turned the corner.
What constitutes turning the corner?
I haven't ordered from Grubhub since you changed my password.
All right. Well, do you want to take a shot at it?
Yes.
I think you're getting very close. For people who don't know this bit, Mason, about 3 weeks ago, maybe said, Ireland, I can't stop ordering Grubhub late at night. It's killing me. I'm going to get fat. I'm going to change my password to something I can't remember. I said, well, if you're really committed to this, give me your laptop and I will change your password. And I'll give you one yes or no question every single day. And you'll eventually figure out what the password is, but it'll give you a nice break. And so far, it's worked.
Yes, it has worked. I have not gotten Grubhub.
I would be willing to bet mythical money that you'll get it this week.
Really? You think I don't feel like I've zeroed in. I get yes or no questions. I've asked about dogs, Venice, Juan, Jacob Imrani, the show, the station, Halloween, the NFL, Toledo, donuts, my family, vacation, mm-hmm. weed, and mm-hmm. the Lakers.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Have you ordered any food off of other apps?
No.
Nothing. So you haven't ordered anything?
No.
Since. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Nothing.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, nothing. So I guess.
Mace, apparently, and this is a very small hint.
Okay.
Be careful.
You know, I will. Apparently, well, I know you mentioned it on the air last week on more than one day.
Damn, that really screws me up.
And you mentioned it again on Friday when I wasn't here. Somebody, Bergman, texted me, said he doesn't know it, but he mentioned it again.
God, this is ridiculous. So it's right, something.
So that's the only hint I'm giving you. You want to take an?
Yeah,
another
I'll
yes
take
or
a
no?
shot. Yes or no? I'm getting very general here.
Yeah.
Does it have something to do with food? Oh God! That's no, I hear the sigh.
No. Greg, it really is amazing. He's mentioned, I think, everything but the thing that it's the genre that it's in.
It's amazing to me. I honestly can't believe. After listening to it over the last couple of weeks, you continue to talk about it and then not bring it up.
Continue to talk about it and don't know what it is.
You have no clue what it is.
What
but
a
you keep talking
ass.
About it.
Yeah, I will say this: you have not gone a week. I think this is the beginning of the fourth week. You have not gone a week without saying it. You've said it at least once a week.
This is so frustrating. This is so frustrating. I want to mention, is Ireland...
Greg, that's accurate, isn't it?
Yes, incredibly accurate.
Is it something I just regularly say?
No, you don't get any more
say.
Questions. You don't get
no,
any
yeah.
regular...
You only, you get another right, one fine. Tomorrow.
So, you know, we picked World Cup teams, and I just got the odds for the World Cup. I had
Did we pick more than just the one that we did that one day?
No. No, okay. I took France. They're the third best pick in the tournament, 7-1.
I have Brazil. What are they?
They are the favorites at 4-1.
Okay.
Jorge has Argentina. They are the second pick. So it goes Brazil, Argentina,
Bergman,
France.
Did you end up with England?
No, I ended up with Spain.
Spain?
Lindsay Fulton got England. Okay. They are tied for the fourth best pick with Spain. Okay. So weirdly, we all threw out names, and it's basically the top five favorites. I got a hunch about Germany, and I've got a hunch about the Netherlands. Those are
the
two.
Are normally pretty good.
They're normally really good. Yeah. So World Cup starts
on
next week?
On the 18th. 20th. Sorry, the 20th.
On
Sunday,
Saturday.
The 20th.
This Saturday.
Sunday. And the U.S. Yeah, is Sunday. In a... Oh, this Sunday. The yeah. U.S. is in a group with England.
Wales.
Which is Gareth Bell. And Iran.
Yeah.
So
we're getting out.
Yeah, they open against Wales.
And two of the teams get out, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did we make it when that one year we beat Ghana? Did we make it? What year was that? Two World Cups ago?
2008, maybe?
Last World Cup we weren't in.
We
right?
weren't in.
Yeah,
last
they, weren't
two.
In 20, they weren't in Russia, the 2018 one. They weren't in that
but
one.
But the one before we were
I don't
in.
Think they were in that either.
2014
were
in Germany. Yes, they were.
They were.
And that's the yeah. one where we beat Ghana in the first round. I remember the very first game.
And tied.
I was
England.
With Pepe Mantilla when we beat Ghana. Pepe was explaining soccer to me.
Offsides and stuff.
Yeah, we were down yeah. at we were down at the Yard House, and Pepe was describing what was going on and why it was important.
Will there be VAR at the?
Oh yeah, there has to be.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I know.
So dumb.
Stupid.
Yeah. Get like, rid of all replay.
All replay in every sport.
I know you're with me, John.
Yes.
I think replay sucks. I want to get rid of all of it.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yes.
No replay.
We no replay at all. No replay at all. Zero replay.
Yeah. By the way, okay. So, do we have time for this?
Yeah.
Last night. Did you get to watch the Monday night game?
Part of it.
All right. So there was
wasn't a thriller.
there was a key play late in the game where the Redskins forced a turnover.
Yes.
But it became clear when you showed the replay, and they were checking the replay to make sure the ball was out before the guy's knee hit the ground, that a blatant face mask occurred.
Yeah, I saw that blatant face mask.
Why aren't player safety issues reviewable? I mean, if you're trying to make the game safer and it's a blatant face mask, why can't I review that?
It's a fair question.
I hate review. I would want to get rid of all of it. But if you have it, why not use it to get rid of stuff like face
mask? Particularly on that play to correct the wrong calls or to find the calls that weren't caught. Yeah, I don't understand the grounds for replay. Like, what are the grounds for replay in the NFL? It's like PI is no longer reviewable, right?
Which is crazy.
Yeah, you're supposedly not supposed to be able to use it on judgment calls is the idea.
But it's wild because it's the biggest play in the game.
Judgment call?
Everything. Like, is there a first down? They use replay. Did you cross the goal line? They use replay.
Right.
It's very
fumbles,
confusing.
Turnovers, scoring plays. That's really about it, right? Turnovers and scoring plays. That should be it.
Inbound or out of bounds, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, on an officiating count. Did you see what Jason Tatum got a technical for last night?
No, but I heard he got a really stupid
one. Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. So he tries to make a play on defense, and then when he, I forget the guy that blew by him, but he slapped his hands like this. He went like, damn, I missed him. Damn, I didn't get it. Damn, I wasn't able to make that play. One time, got teed up. It is the most ridiculous technical.
I've said it a million times. I'll say it again now. If I was an NBA official, in order for me to give you a technical, you would have to put your hands on me. You couldn't say anything or really do anything short of so demonstrative that I had to give you a tee. And I would warn you.
You could say it's demonstrative. It was not demonstrative like normally they tee up. I mean, it was literally just like, ah.
Yeah, don't get it. I don't understand why people want more technical fouls. Makes no sense.
Yeah, Jorge, why do they want more technical fouls?
I don't know.
I wanted to involve Jorge in the segment. Yeah. All right. coming up next, John, I have got a way, I actually put this in the promo, to cut the divorce rate dramatically.
Really?
Yeah.
Exciting.
I will explain that coming up, because I'm here all about solving problems.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about USC and whether or not they've got a chance to get into the college football playoff. We talked about it yesterday, but I want to get your take on it coming up. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Truesday, I'll tell you this. Chris Morales is slacking off.
Why?
We don't have Live Imaging Tuesday anymore. He's canceled Live Imaging Tuesday.
Well, we haven't had it for a couple of weeks. Yeah, but didn't you have it at the remote?
It at the remote. There's a lot of goofy.
I think he just moved it to Thursday.
Did you see any of that stupid-ass stuff at the remote?
No.
Oh, my God.
That was the day where I was basically passed out.
Well, me and Cappy had a twerk-off.
You didn't see the twerk-off, John?
No, who won?
Me.
Mason.
I withdraw. There were no winners. There were no winners in this one.
I mean, it wasn't good.
Yeah, no.
Either way, I'll
send you the video, John. You'll be embarrassed with me.
They barely move.
Yeah.
I don't see you out there twerking, Bergman.
Yeah. I would have. I wasn't asked to do it.
Yeah, all in. All in. So, I was talking to Juan about this, and we decided that there is a way, and what's the divorce rate in this country? It's about
50%. A little north at about 51%.
Tell me if you think this would be a solution.
Okay.
Ban marriage for people under the age of 30.
I always have said for years that all of my friends who got married before they were 30 ended up getting divorced, and all the people that waited ended up successful. Including me.
Yeah.
I didn't get married till I was 35. And I'm on my first marriage, and hopefully we'll only have one.
Yes.
I think your plan makes a ton of sense. Now,
you can't legally, it's ages the other way, right?
Right.
You
know what? You can't be president unless you're 35.
It's true. Bergman, don't you think this is a reasonable solution to curing the divorce rate of America?
I absolutely do.
Because you don't know who you are when you're 25 years old. How old are you, Jorge?
When I got married?
Yeah.
It was 4 years ago, so 31.
31, there you go. Waited till your 30s.
Yeah, I was and Greg, 20, how old were you when you got married?
I was 27.
And we know how that ends.
And I'm divorced.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's proof. There's living proof.
Hey, I know. Shockingly, I don't hate this plan.
Yeah, I just think, a friend that just got married who's younger, I did not go to the wedding. I sent a gift. And it's my niece. And her name's Morgan. It's Tuesday.
Okay. So what's her real name?
Her name is Morgan Mashonsky. Yeah, so she just got married, and she is 26 years old. And I sent the gift, and you know, good, and I'm happy for you, and all that, and you know, under the age of 30, because it's just inconvenient.
Well, he's being honest.
Yeah, it's inconvenient. I mean, in the middle of football season, wedding. I'm just going to pick up and go to Toledo, Ohio, and
they're terrible. And it's your niece's wedding.
Yeah, go to the next one.
How long do you think it's gonna go?
She'll be good. They'll be totally happy. He's older, so that's good. He's a grown up.
Okay.
And she's younger, so I think it'll probably work for that reason.
Nice.
But I think the marriage thing does make sense to me. So, John, the other thing I wanted to talk about was the college football playoff. They're going to announce the college football. I asked for that for a specific reason, not for.
Well, I'm just letting you know it's ready.
Yeah, it's ready. Yeah, thank you.
It's ready to go.
I've got a story coming up that involves this. So, in the meantime, John, the college football playoff will announce its standings, and USC, I would anticipate, is going to be number seven, if you look at the standings.
Okay.
And I am wondering if there is a route for USC to get into the college football playoff. What do you think?
All right. This might surprise you.
Okay.
I think they have to take USC. I don't think they're going to, but here's my argument. USC has one loss.
Yep. By a point at Utah.
On the road to a ranked team.
Yep.
Okay. If I'm in charge of the playoff, the one thing I don't want is a blowout. Blowouts in playoffs are death.
Yeah.
You can't take Oregon. Oregon lost,
so they're out.
Okay, they lost 49-3.
Yeah,
okay.
They lost this week to Washington, so they're out.
You can't take LSU because they have two losses.
They are in front of USC in the college football playoff standings, which is a joke. I talked about this. I think it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I would take USC simply because I don't think they may lose 50-45, but it's not going to be boring.
Yes.
And that's why I would take them.
John,
yeah.
I'm going to make it a little bit tougher on you.
Okay.
Let's say LSU won the West, Georgia won the East. It's already set. That's already done. They're going to play in the SEC championship
game. Yes.
Right.
Two-loss LSU beats Georgia, who goes to the playoff.
Ready? Ohio State is still undefeated, right?
They've got a game with Michigan, but let's presuppose they beat Michigan. Yep.
Yep.
All right, so I would take Ohio State, TCU, LSU, USC.
So you wouldn't take Georgia, who lost,
lost
in the championship game.
Yeah, I think you should have to be. I think that conference championships still mean something. I think
for
they
the
should.
SEC and the Big Ten, yes,
right,
not
but
for the
Tennessee's
Pac-12.
Not even going to play
Greg,
in the
my,
SEC
what do you think,
championship.
Greg, what do you think
game?
Of my argument that you have to take? Now, I assume this is all if USC beats UCLA.
They have to Notre Dame, and the Pac-12 championship game. Three what should be really tough games.
Right. So, but if they do, Greg, the whole argument you're making is Lincoln Riley, that's a video game offense that would be really fun to have in the playoff. You can't say that about LSU. Georgia would have lost in your scenario, and TCU and Ohio State are undefeated.
So you're taking a two-loss conference champion over a one-loss Georgia, who has been the best team in football, period.
I don't all think Georgia... Football,
right,
I don't
because Georgia the reason the reason is this. Because they would have just lost to LSU.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to have the committee not put Georgia in.
The question is, does the Ohio State-Michigan loser stay in the top four? Somehow I think if it's Ohio State, they stay in the top four, and if it's Michigan, they don't stay in the top four, although style points will be incredibly important. If Ohio State blows them out 55-0, I think Ohio State's in and Michigan's out. So I still think, and TCU seems to skate by every game. Like they beat Texas 17-10 this week. The rest of their schedule is easy at Baylor, home, Iowa State, and I guess they got the Big 12 championship game.
Yeah, and by the way, one of these games we're talking about, somebody's going to lose, and it's going to help clear all this up. That's what always happens. Isn't it weird that I sent you guys, or I think maybe I sent this, didn't send it to you yet, but of the four people that cover USC and UCLA for the LA Times,
okay,
all four of them are picking UCLA to win the game.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
That is weird. But I mean, it's the LA Times. Consider the source.
Well, wait a minute. So, but they wrote a preview article today. Well, why would they be anti-USC? That doesn't make any sense.
No, I just don't. I don't think the LA Times is necessarily right about a lot. It's that paper's gone south.
What are you talking about?
I think the paper's gone south.
Oh, that's a great paper. All right. So Ben Bulch, Ryan Kartje,
yep,
Brady McCullough, and I believe it's pronounced Thukwin, T-H-U-C.
Oh, Thukwin, okay.
They're all asked who you think's going to win the game, and all four of them pick UCLA.
Well,
why?
I mean, the game, I guess the game is at UCLA. What's the line on this game?
I would think SC's got to be favored.
I would think so too. I would think SC is the favorite. I mean, Bergman, do you know the line?
I'm getting it right now. It won't take long. Give me 1 second.
I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible that UCLA would win the game.
USC is favored by 1.5.
Okay, so basically, I don't think UCLA has much of a home field advantage necessarily.
No, and this game never does.
Yeah. And
had UCLA won last week, I would have been tempted to pick them. But when you wet the bed against Arizona, and when all you had to do to win, to maybe go to the national championship playoff, is win a game against an unranked losing team with a losing record, and you can't beat them, why would people think that's the team you would favor?
It's because Travis Dye is hurt, and he's such a huge part of
their offense.
He is a huge
part of their offense.
Yeah, but they've got like five running backs that are faster than him.
Yeah, but it's the style of running that Travis Dye runs with, and how much of a big star he was, and how much he was actually involved in that offense.
I'm not the least bit worried about USC's offense.
No, me
either. If USC loses this game, it'll be because their defense didn't show up.
They lose this game, it'll be 52-51. It'll be like the Utah game.
That's what's going to be. It's going to be up there in the 40s and 50s. Bergman, both teams are going to score every time.
Bergman bailed on going to the SC-UCLA game because it's Riley's birthday and Riley doesn't want to go to the USC-UCLA game. Yeah. I think it's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
Jorge has no interest whatsoever. Yeah,
no gracias.
Yeah. So far, it's me. Tell me if it's me, Sliwa, and Alex Michelson.
Well, Lady Slee.
No Lady
Slee. She's not coming.
No Lady Slee. Mm. Just so me, wait. Slee, and Alex.
So nobody in your group is rooting for UCLA?
Correct. Nobody is rooting for UCLA.
Got to take Laura.
Is she a UCLA fan?
She is a UCLA fan.
Oh, sorry, Laura. Sorry, Laura. All right. For some reason, my phone is talking to me. Coming up next for you, Wheel of Questions. And Ireland has a very, very strong take about Jeff Saturday. We'll do that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Ooh. All right. This is a little bit of a conundrum.
All right.
You have to marry somebody famous. You have no choice. That's the deal.
Okay.
But whoever you pick will say yes.
Mm.
Who are you going with?
Sofia Vergara, hands down.
Right
off the
bat.
He is so into.
I don't know why.
That is.
I mean, I do know why.
That is his Kate Beckinsale. Sofia Vergara is Jorge's Kate Beckinsale.
I grew up watching her. Seriously, she had a Spanish show called Control, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up watching her. So it's just one of those things where I'm like, since I was a kid, I was like, one day I'm going
to
marry
her. And
it
doesn't bother you that on my podcast, Michelle Beadle said she was the biggest pain in the ass she ever had to deal with?
Nah. No. No, it doesn't bother me at all.
High maintenance, you're okay?
Nah, I'm totally fine.
Bergman, she'll say yes. Who is it?
Margot Robbie. This is super easy
for
me.
Oh, Bergman.
What?
Rich girl.
Wrong answer.
Yeah.
Wrong answer. Bergman, your answer is her name is Françoise Betancourt Myers.
Look, here, let me explain something to you real fast. Yeah,
she has $74.8 billion.
Yeah, sounds great, but you know how much money Margot Robbie has, and she's gorgeous, and she's funny, and there's a lot of really good things about Margot Robbie.
That's true.
Damn right Margot Robbie's the right choice.
She's not hurting.
I watched her since she was young on Pan
Am.
Because
I'm leaving you Françoise Betancourt Myers I'm taking Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' widow.
It's a great
call. She's worth only $43.6 billion.
By the way, not Jeff Bezos' widow. Jeff Bezos' ex. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, thank you. No one died.
Yeah, no one died.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah.
All right, Mace, who are you going with?
John Wick.
Oh, Keanu
the actor.
Reeves?
Yes.
Keanu, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably got a lot of money.
Yeah.
I might have to change.
I don't care about the money, John. I care about the love. The love is what matters.
Love. I was waiting for that.
No.
Come on, Mace.
No.
Come on, Mace, to the dance. Thank you.
This is the John Ireland dance.
Sorry, I'm not there.
Yeah. By the way, it is on YouTube today. You can go to youtube.com/ESPNLA. Yesterday, we broke the record for most people ever to watch the show on YouTube. It was big.
Huge day.
Huge day.
And by the way, John, I think I might have to switch over to your betting, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
What's Margot Robbie's net worth is $26 million.
Which is great. Why not old lady with money?
No.
Why not just an old lady with money? I mean, she'll be gone soon. You'll get all the dough. Why not old lady with money? Why an heiress?
Well, you could do either.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say go better. Old lady with money.
Well, because how old is the $86 billion woman?
I have no idea.
Well, she's...
Nor does it matter.
It really doesn't.
Who cares?
It really doesn't.
For sure. Yeah.
By the way, isn't that overkill, $86 billion? You don't need somebody with $86 billion. What do you even do with $86 billion?
Let's find out.
Yeah. It gives me a much better shot, I feel like, because she has so much and doesn't really
is
care about
the money.
Is she
old and going to kick the bucket soon?
Oh, no, I don't know how old
that's
she
a
is.
Bonus.
She's got $86 billion.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to this. By the way, I will use, later on in the show, I will use this sound. But I'm not using it now. Jorge just keeps playing it randomly. So Ireland, Jeff Saturday won his first game as head coach of the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, beating the lowly, lowly, lowly Raiders.
Yes, it cannot get much worse for my Raiders. But did you guys hear what Bill Cowher said on the NFL Today on Sunday?
I'll say no. No, right. It's Tuesday. I did.
Okay. Do you have it?
Yes, got it right here.
All right, play it, and then I'll respond to it.
Okay.
Jeff Saturday talked about in his first press conference the fact that he's going to use his second half as an opportunity to build his resume, to see whether or not he can coach in the future. Mm. I say to that, what about the assistants on the staff right now? The guys that were there in training camp, the guys that were there early in the morning and late at night, the guys that have gone through the first 6 weeks in that building, guys like Gus Bradley, Scotty Montgomery, John Fox. Don't they deserve the opportunity for an owner to hire a coach who's never been an assistant at the college level or the pro level and overseeing a lot of candidates that are qualified for that job, as we see in Steve Wilks, an opportunity to build a resume? It's a disgrace to the coaching profession. Mm. And regardless how this thing plays out, what happened in Indianapolis is a travesty.
Okay. First of all, Bill Cowher, shut up. You're on CBS, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Every week. You went right off of the sidelines into a broadcasting job at a network. How much TV experience did you have? How many people worked their way up their whole life in broadcasting to get a job like that? Instead, they hired you right off the street. Because you were a successful football coach. Jeff Saturday has just as much of a right to that job as any other nut job Jim Irsay wants to put in there. There is how hard you work and if you pay your dues is never directly relative to the opportunities that you get. You need to be lucky. You need to be lucky and good.
You do need to be lucky. That's a fair point.
And so for Bill Cowher and it seems like all these coaches are now saying, well, this is unfair. These coaches paid. John Fox is a retreat. John Fox traded down to get Mitch Trubisky. Why do I want John Fox? I don't care if Jeff Saturday's coaching the Colts. The Colts stink. And but I have zero issue with Jim Irsay pulling some guy that was in
By the way, Jeff Saturday is not going to be successful.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's out in 8 weeks anyway.
Yeah, what's the measure of success? Why not stick somebody from the Colts Ring of Honor in there? I get that. You're not going through a deliberative hiring process to choose Jeff Saturday. It's kind of just a shot in the dark for all intents and purposes, and he's not going to be the coach next year.
Yeah, and all these football players like clamoring for retreads to get another chance. I mean, how many chances do you want John Fox to have?
Yeah, John Fox, and who else? Somebody else on that staff. Is it Todd Bowles is on that
Gus
staff?
Bradley.
Gus Bradley.
He was a head coach.
Yeah.
He flamed out. What? So you want to give Gus Bradley another chance to fail? You want to give John Fox another chance to fail? And these guys saying, oh, these guys paid their dues. They're there at 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock. That happens at every organization in the company. The hardest working person in any organization isn't the most talented. It's just the hardest working. And those people should be rewarded for their hard work, but not necessarily given the head coaching job. Did you have any problem with Jeff Saturday getting a head coaching job?
I actually think it's kind of a circus sideshow. Yeah.
Sure it is.
I'm interested. I mean, I'm interested in...
But isn't that more interesting than John Fox?
Way more interesting than John Fox. Way more interesting than John Fox. At the same time, Jeff Saturday shouldn't be a candidate for the job next year.
Probably won't be, unless he goes like 8-0 or something.
Yeah. Unless he turns into Rich Bisaccia. By the way, wouldn't you guys rather have Rich Bisaccia than the guy you got?
Well, I'd take anybody but McDaniels. And it's weird that...
But you ran Rich Bisaccia out there. You were like, I can't be the coach.
Well,
God,
I thought,
hire a big name.
I thought it was time that they actually went out and got somebody that knew what they're doing. But why would you hire a Belichick assistant? There isn't a Belichick assistant that has ever gone on to be a successful head coach. I mean... Start the list.
Yeah.
You mean whether it be Charlie Weiss or Bill O'Brien or Joe Judge or Romeo Crennel or Matt Patricia or, you know, the one guy who played for Belichick but never coached with him, Mike Vrabel, has been the best coach. And he didn't coach with Belichick.
Look at these names. Al Groh, Jim Schwartz, Brian Flores, Nick Saban, Josh McDaniels, Joe Judge, Romeo Crennel, Bill O'Brien, Eric Mangini, Matt Patricia.
I know. Nick Awful. Saban's the only one, and he's a college coach.
Yeah, that's in college. That doesn't count.
It just seems to me that all these coaches getting bent out of shape, that Jeff Saturday got a head coaching opportunity. Gus Bradley and John Fox both had their chance. They failed miserably. Why did they get another chance?
You know, it's funny. I had this story, John, that's kind of related. It's from New York. And the question is, are sports rants good for you? So Don LaGreca, who works at ESPN New York.
With part, Michael Kay.
Yeah, is a ranter. He does some ranting. And he says he thinks it's good for his heart. Do you think, you just went on a rant. I just stood out of the way. Ireland, go rant. Do you think it was good for your heart?
Sure, it didn't hurt.
See, I think it's good. I think you got to let that stuff out.
Yeah, it just seems to me that you can stand in your soapbox and say, Gus Bradley deserves an opportunity. John Fox, they had opportunities. John Fox has been a head coach twice. He was a head coach in Carolina. He was a head coach in Chicago. You want to bring John Fox back to coach the Colts? Yeah, that's a good plan.
So
it doesn't make any sense.
On the subject of football, we've been breaking this news all day. I guess it's broke. It doesn't continue to be breaking news, even though the promo keeps saying it's breaking news, right? Cooper Kupp, ankle surgery. He's gone for a minimum 4 weeks and on the injured reserve. And, John, first of all, I told you the season was over last week. Mm-hmm. I thought Tampa broke their back. You know, Jalen Ramsey lost it afterwards. I just thought it was the moment when the season was completely lost.
Okay.
Now, Cooper Kupp, the next time I want to see Cooper Kupp on the field is next September.
Well, that may be out of necessity.
But even if he's like,
he's good in 5 weeks.
Good to come back in 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I don't want to run Cooper Kupp back out there. And what do you do? Do you continue to play Matthew Stafford even though it's a substandard offensive line? He's getting knocked around all the time? Or do you say,
it's a good question.
Let's back off.
Well, I've been thinking about the big picture lately because it was such a bad sports weekend. Mm-hmm. Like UCLA wet the bed. The Dodgers
Lakers got Sunday night.
Yeah, this was before the Lakers won on Sunday. So the Lakers had lost on Friday.
Yep.
Then UCLA lost on Saturday. Then the Rams lost on Sunday. And then the Lakers kind of salvaged it by winning on Sunday night. But we've been spoiled. You know, the Dodgers won the title, what, 2 years ago? The Lakers won it 2 years ago.
The Rams won it this year.
Yeah, the Rams won it last year.
Yeah.
And it's I think you get spoiled by success, and it's very easy to say, well, the season's over or blah, blah, blah. You know, you're not going to win it every single year. You're just not. And how you handle a year where you're not going to win it says something about you, too.
I agree.
And I think that the question the Rams should be asking is, okay, we owe it to our fans and to the NFL to put a competitive product on the field.
Yep.
But if Matthew Stafford is being killed, if we have no offensive line, and he's being sacked 7 or 8 times a game, I have no issue with them playing Bryce Perkins. Do you?
None. None.
And by the way, I would play Perkins and not the Wolf.
Boy, the Wolf. God, but, was he bad or what? I mean,
and just like, you know, like everybody's all worked up on the Lakers saying, oh, well, you know, what are the Lakers now? 3-10.
3-10.
You know,
God,
last
that sounds
year,
awful, doesn't it?
Yeah. Last year, the New Orleans Pelicans made the playoffs. You know what their record was after 15 games?
I'll say 5-15.
2-13.
By the way, it didn't make any sense. I made it not even Pelican equal 15 play. Games.
Come on, Pelican.
Yeah. So they were what?
2-13.
2-13.
You never know how it seems. You just play
but
the game and
don't lie to the people, though. It's Tuesday.
What? What do you? In what sense? What did I lie about?
The Lakers are. You can't say it, but I can say it. They're not going to make the playoffs.
You don't think they can make 10th?
I don't.
Well, last year New Orleans made 9th and started 2-13.
Right.
Now, I don't think that necessarily the Lakers have a championship roster, but I think they could make the play-in tournament. You never know. I think the
Well,
Rams-
you never know is the truth. You never know is the truth, but if I'm being honest, I don't think they're going to make the play-in tournament. I think this season is going to be one that we'll have to take on a game-by-game basis and look for the moments that we can find. Like, that's what the season becomes. If the season goes the way, for example, with the Rams – it's
right.
A season. Like, give me a great moment that I can talk about.
Here's
afterwards.
What. Yeah, I agree.
Like Anthony Davis, that was a great moment the other night against Brooklyn. Whether they climb back into it or not, that was a really fun performance to watch.
Right. So here's what you can do with the rest of the Rams season. If like, I'm surprised you're throwing in the towel this early, but if you want to, you
3-6. I mean, what do you want?
Well, I think nine and eight, you're in.
By the way, not just 3-6, a really bad looking 3-6 without your offense named Cooper Kupp.
Right. So what you can do is, all right, let's find out if Bryce Perkins can play.
Yeah.
Let's find out if Ben Skowronek should be on the roster next year. Let's find out which one of these running backs is worth keeping.
The roster.
You know, there's things you can do. That, I mean, you're in this for the long haul. You're buying season tickets
Correct.
Not just for 1 year, but for a bunch of years.
I'm in there, man.
I'm with the Lakers for the long haul. Let's find, like, Lonnie Walker looks like he can really play.
Yeah, it does.
You know, let's find, you know, let's use this season to figure out what we got.
Actually, I've got a really good Lakers question for you coming up next. We'll do that.
But I know their records aren't great. The Lakers, the Dodgers, the Rams. I know it's been like a bad year, but you can still get good things out of the season, and the games are still fun.
Yeah, games are still fun. ESPN LA and Subaru have teamed up to recognize and award a student athlete $2,500 in cash. For all you high school coaches and parents, nominate your child or student who has excelled in the classroom and on the field. He or she needs to be a high school senior with a 3.2 grade point average or better and playing a sport. Go to ESPNLA.com. That's ESPNLA.com to make your nomination today. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.